God a shout of praise. Glory, 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 glory to God. Please take your seat. Thank you so much, sir, for this great honor and privilege to be invited to Dunamis 2024. Pastor Alex, or we'll call him Brother Alex, one of those who is a foundational pillar of my spiritual life. You know, when we full gospel in those days, long time ago now, I was still a very young man at that time, still a young person. But we learned so much from him, and of course, Sister Biodu, his wife also. And I want to use the opportunity to thank you for your input in our life. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. Let's give Pastor a big hand. So it's great to be here this morning, and I'm really, really privileged. I'm honored to be invited here. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift your hands and just thank God this morning. Give him praise. Honor the Holy Spirit this morning. The Holy Spirit is here. He's here to do us good, to teach, to help us, to minister, to heal, to deliver. Let's thank him for his presence this morning. Let's thank God for what he has planned to do this morning, what he has begun to do at the convention. We're grateful to him. Father, we come humbly before your holy written word this morning. We trust that you speak clearly unto us by your Spirit. Thank you for giving us the gift of your Spirit this morning. Spirit of God will recognize you, your presence, your ministry. We appreciate this morning. We depend entirely upon you that you help us, that the time shall be worth the while, that which you have brought from God the Father to us this morning shall indeed be our reality. We receive healings, deliverances, understanding, revelations, empowerment, various encounters this morning by the ministry of the word. We're grateful and we'll thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Shout a bigger amen. Amen. The theme of this convention is taken from Deuteronomy 11:21. It says that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give to them as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy is a collection of the sermons of the writings of Moses to the children of Israel before they entered the promised land. So it's a collection of farewell messages, instructions, admonitions that Moses gave to the children of Israel at the point of the entry into the promised land. And Moses was not a mean man. He was God's spokesman. He was God's prophet. The Bible says God knew him face to face. Moses was a miracle worker. Through him, God gave the children of Israel manna from heaven, gave them water, gave them meat, all kinds of deliverances, direction. He led over 2 million people from the land of bondage, ending 430 years of slavery, suffering, and servitude. So his last words, his instructions towards the end of his life and ministry, were not just mere words. They were words that had great impact and had great implication. So the words he spoke in Deuteronomy were very important words. And especially at this time, it was important that they listen to him at this critical part of his life. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, Deuteronomy 1, 1 says, "These be the words which Moses spoke unto all Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness." So he spoke to them before they crossed the Jordan into the promised land. They had been in the wilderness for 40 years. They had wandered around for 40 years, and they were now about to enter the promised land. And the Bible says in verse 2, Deuteronomy 1, verse 2, from the Amplified, it says, "It is only 11 days' journey, only 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea on the Canaan border, yet Israel took 40 years to cross it." So 11 days journey took them 40 years. So the 40 years of wandering was about to end. The end of 40 years had come, and they were about to enter the promised land, the land that God had promised them. They were at the doorway to the promised land. They were at the border to the promised land. They were at the entrance to the promised land. So it was a very strategic time when Moses was speaking to the children of Israel. And this convention is very strategic. We are at a crossroad. We are at the borderline of entering to a new dimension. We are at the point where we are entering into the place of fulfilled prophecies. It's not just an ordinary convention. We are like the children of Israel. We have come to a point, and we are about to enter a new point. And the letter that was given me, the letter says, this is a watershed moment. What is a watershed moment? A watershed is a turning point, a point where you enter a new dimension. And I declare to you, your life enters a new dimension. Your days of wandering around are over. You move from wandering to settlement, from sickness to health, from sustenance to abundance, in the name of Jesus. So all the words that were spoken during this convention must be taken serious, like the children of Israel took the words Moses spoke to them with every sense of seriousness. So you must take it with every sense of seriousness. So we need to understand that God is asking us to do certain things, to enter certain things. Verse 6 of Deuteronomy chapter 1, God told Moses, the people, Deuteronomy 1 verse 6, it says there, the Lord our God said unto us in Horeb, is reminding us certain things, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. I declare this morning, I command you to go forward. Amen. I say go forward. Amen. Go forward in your business. Go forward in your career. Go forward in your ministry. In the name of Jesus. You have dwelt too long on this mountain. You have been on this level for too long. There's something higher for you. And by this convention, you enter that higher dimension in the name of the Lord Jesus. He continues in verse 8. He begins to say in verse 8, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and take possession. I declare this morning, go and take possession. Start that new business. Start that new ministry. Start that expansion. Go in and possess the land. The Lord has given you the land. It's for us to just go in and possess it. Today, go in and possess the land. In the name of Jesus. So these were the words in Deuteronomy that Moses was sharing with the people. Remind them of God's promises. Give them instructions. The importance of obedience and all that. And then he continued to chapter 11, where the text of this convention is gotten from. In chapter 11 is a continuation. And in verse 21, he now began to explain certain benefits of obedience to them. Certain consequences of doing what God asked them to do. So in verse 21, it says that your days and the days of your children. I want the KJV. I'm a KJV person. Give me the KJV. So it says that your days may be what? That your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give to them as what? Talk to me as what? As days of heaven. So let's look at what does days of heaven upon the earth mean? What does it mean? We look at it from two dimensions. The first dimension is a literal dimension where we talk about a very pleasant and enjoyable thing. That's the first dimension. Very pleasant, very enjoyable. So I say heaven on earth, talking about paradise on earth. It's like the enjoyment of heaven, you're enjoying it on the earth. So that's a literal dimension we're going to look at. Now, that means a pleasant and enjoyable place that your life will be a pleasant and enjoyable life. Now, that's why Jesus came. Jesus came In John 10:10, Jesus is talking and says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I, Jesus, I have come that you might have what? Life. Everybody say life. Say it again, life. I have come that you might have life and life more abundant. What does life there mean in Greek? It means zoe. Zoe means the God kind of life. I've come that you might have the God kind of life, to have the divine life, the life that powers God, is what that I, Jesus, have come to give unto you. I've come that you might have life, have Zoe, the life that powers God, as it were. What makes God God is his life. It says, I've come to give you what makes God to be God. So God is in heaven, operates from heaven. It says, what powers heaven, I, Jesus, have come to give unto you. So right now, if you are born again, you have what? Zoe. You have what powers heaven inside of your spirit. So you're already upon the walking upon the earth as if you're in heaven. Zoe, the life of God. Because the Bible says in 1 John, if you look at the Amplified of John 10:10 says, you know, I've come that you might have and enjoy life. Who wants to enjoy life this morning? Say, Jesus said, I've come that you might have and what? So it's not a crime to enjoy life. To enjoy Zoe. Walk in the reality of Zoe. Walk in the reality of divine life. Walk in the reality of what God enjoys. What God enjoys as it were in heaven, he wants you to have it in this life. So when you get born again, you have Zoe, the life of God. I found that you might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till overflows. So heaven on earth means you are living a pleasant and pleasurable life. And because you're born again, you have Zoe, then you have what it takes, as it were, to live heaven or not. John 3:16, we're trying to define our terms, so we'll go on. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. That what happened? Gives the only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Every life is everlasting, but he's talking about, shall have Zoe. Everybody say Zoe. Say, I have Zoe. So when you give your life to Christ, you have a new life. Whosoever is in Christ is a new creature. You're a new creature. You have Zoe. So Jesus came to give us the life of heaven. He came to give us the life of heaven. Why? Because 1 John 5:11-12. 1 John 5:11-12 says, God, and this is the record, that God has given eternal life, Zoe. He has given eternal life, Zoe. What makes God God? The life of God. What, as it were, powers heaven. He says, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life, this Zoe, is in the Son. Verse 12, is in the Son. He that has the Son has what? He that has the Son has what? So if I am saved, what do I have? I have life. I have Zoe, the life of God itself. What, as it were, powers God? What powers heaven? He that has a Son has life. He that does not have the Son does not have life. So being born again, you have entered into a dimension of heaven. A dimension of heaven. Why? Because you have the life of God in you. You have the life of God in you. So heaven on earth means living out the Zoe life. A life that Bible says in John 10:10, I have come that you might have and enjoy life. Have life in abundance till it overflows. So that is the fourth dimension. We'll look at that later, of heaven on earth. The second dimension of the meaning of heaven on earth is as found in Deuteronomy 11:21 from the Amplified and the Message. That's the other meaning of heaven on earth. Deuteronomy 11:21 from Amplified and Message. The second dimension of heaven on earth, the meaning of that. It says in Amplified that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, as long as the heavens are above the earth. As long as the heavens are above the earth. Let's go to Message Translation and look at the second dimension of the phrase heaven on earth. Message says, so that you will live a long time, and your children with you on the soil that God promised to give your ancestors, for as long as there is a sky over the earth. So the second dimension of heaven on earth talks of the immutability of God's word, the unchangeability of the word of God. It says the word of God cannot change. As long as there's a heaven or there's a sky over the earth, it says certain things will happen. So heaven on earth is a rock solid guarantee of certain things. So it's not just living a good life and all that, but it's saying heaven on earth means as long as there's a sky over the earth, I'm giving you a rock solid guarantee about certain things. This is God backing his word with a guarantee. As long as the sky is over the earth, certain things will happen to you. So those are the two meanings we can see of the phrase heaven on earth. Very important you have that understanding. So one is a literal meaning, well, paradise on earth, I have Zoe, I have life in abundance, I should enjoy life, very good, very important. But the second dimension is that there's a guarantee backing up certain things. So we're going to look at that from those two dimensions. So let's go to verse 21, Deuteronomy 11, 21, and see what heaven on earth means when we're supposed to enjoy life or live a life that is pleasant, that is paradise on earth. Verse 21 tells us four things that characterize what heaven on earth should be. Number one, it says that your days may be multiplied. Your days may be multiplied. What does your days mean? Your life consists of days. Some people just, birthday, Sabiodo's birthday is April 14 now. That's a combination of days. So when they talk about your days, it's talking about your life. Talking about the journey of your life. The journey of your life is a combination of days. The journey of your life, your lifespan, that your days, your life may be multiplied. The word multiplied there in Hebrew means to increase in every dimension. To do what? Increase in every dimension. So when your days are multiplied, it's saying you increase in every dimension, in your health, in wealth, in finances, in wisdom, in answers, in solution, in your marriage, increase in every dimension. So multiply there means increase in every dimension. It also means enlargement, that your days may be enlarged. Enlarged. It also means excel. So when it says that your days, so it's trying to explain to you what heaven on earth is, that your days, your life, the totality of your life, your days, your weeks, your months, your years may be characterized with increase in every sphere. Not just increase financially, but increase in your strength. Not just increase in your business, but increase in wisdom. Increase in every sphere. And this morning, you enter that dimension. I say you enter that dimension. All round increase is your portion today. You increase on every side. That your days, your life may be multiplied, characterized by increase in every sphere. And I declare today you become enlarged. Your borders are enlarged today. Your territories are enlarged today. In the name of Jesus. So he's trying to explain what heaven on earth means, that your life, the journey of your life, your lifespan, your days, your months may be multiplied. Increase in every dimension, enlargement, excelling is talking about that. That is what heaven on earth means, trying to explain what it means. So increase on every side, in every dimension, enlargement, excelling. But it says that increase, that multiplication is not for you alone. It is generational. It says not just for you, but you and your children. It won't end with you, but it will go to your generations. So heaven on earth means it is not something that comes and goes. It's something that comes and stays and continues. And I declare this morning, you will be a person that will leave a legacy for your children. In the name of Jesus. That's what the Bible says, a righteous man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, that your days may be multiplied, characterized by increase on every sphere, not just for you, but you and your children. And it continues. It says that your days will be multiplied, you and your children, that's still in the same verse 21 here, in the land. Everybody say in the land. Say again, in the land. What does land mean? Land means where you are sweating, where you labor, where you put your effort, where you put your skill. It could be your business, it could be your career, it could be your vocation, it could be your ministry. It says in that land where you put effort, you put time, you put your skill, it says you will not just, you know, increase and multiply, you and your children, it is now particularized to a location. In the land where you spend time in ministry, spend time in your business, spend time in your marriage, spend time in the school you are set up, spend time as a doctor, that is your land. It says, in the land, you will be multiplied, increase in every sphere, in your land where you spend time. You will increase in your land, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. So you must understand something. Your land is connected to the covenant. Heaven on earth means I have an understanding that my life is connected to the covenant. My land connected to the covenant. In the land which the Lord your God swore unto your fathers to give unto you. So you must begin to look at your land, your business, your career, your ministry, your marriage, where you spend time, that this is a covenant connected situation. What does that mean? All that God has, you have. All that you have, God has. That's covenant. Covenant means all that God has, you have. All that you have, what do you have? Tell me that God wants. There's only one thing we have. Our life. That's how we give our life to Christ. That's our donation to the covenant. What you have money? You have houses? God doesn't need those things. The only thing you can donate to the covenant is your life. So when you give your life to Christ, you have all that God has. God now says there's a land, there's a place. But you see, when he was talking to the Jews here, he had made a promise in a previous scripture, Exodus 3 verse 8. He described the land to them in Exodus 3 verse 8. He says, I'm going to give you a land that flows with what? Talk to me. With milk and honey. Now, God, the scripture is written for admonition. It's written for us. So we can appropriate the promises being spoken here by Moses to ourselves. He will give you a land that flows with milk and honey. What does milk represent? It represents fertility and production. Honey talks of sweetness. So the land where you are operating in, heaven on earth means that land is a land of milk and honey. Fertility, production, sweetness. What does that mean? From today, no more barrenness in your life. I said no more barrenness in your life. No more physical barrenness in your life. No more barrenness of customers. No more barrenness of finances. No more barrenness of wisdom. Say a big amen to that. A land that flows with honey, sweetness. That means your days of bitterness are over. Your days of crying are over. Your days of depression are over. In that your land, I declare production. In that your land, I declare sweetness. In that your land, I declare increase. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing with milk and honey. You must understand from today, when I go to my shop, when I go to my business, when I go to the office, when I go to the lecture room, when I go to the boardroom, I must understand this land is flowing with milk and honey. No more barrenness, no more bitterness. Say after me, no more barrenness, no more bitterness. Say it again, no more barrenness, no more bitterness. One more time, no more barrenness, no more bitterness. That's heaven on earth. Your land flowing with milk and honey. It says, the land which the Lord God swore to give unto your fathers, the land that flows with milk and honey. Very important. So go back to verse 21 now. Okay. Land that flows with milk and honey. Now, let me break this down. So it now says, the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them as the days of heaven. Now, this is talking about 2 Corinthians 9:8. From the Amplified. 2 Corinthians 9 from the Amplified. So we can summarize this text of this convention from the angle of 2 Corinthians 9:8 from the Amplified. Those 4 points can be summarized. 2 Corinthians 9:8 Amplified says, and God, everybody say, and God. And God is what? That is, God has ability. And God has ability to do what? To make how many grace? Talk to me, how many grace? That means there's not just one grace, there are many graces. There's grace to do business, grace to do ministry, grace to preach the word of God, grace to prophesy, grace to make money, grace to be a wife. And God has the ability to make all grace, heaven on earth, all grace abound toward you. It's because to make all grace, he explains every, talk to me, every what? That means there are many kinds of favor. There's favor in the home, favor in the business, favor in the marketplace, favor in the church. All those that God gives this morning is a manifestation of favor. He's able to make all grace, every favor, and what? Come on, talk to me. And what? What is earthly blessing? Give me examples. Oh, you guys are very spiritual. I'm preaching to angels. What is earthly blessing? Houses, cars, land. Every favor and what? Earthly blessing. So God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in trickles. Come to you how? That's heaven on earth. Explaining our text for the convention, Deuteronomy 11:21, is able to make all grace, every favor and every blessing come to you in abundance, so that the result, the consequence of God's invasion of heaven and earth upon your life is that, so that you may, oh, how many times? Once a while. Often. That you may always. So when God invades your life with heaven and earth, you may always and under all circumstances, whether the economy is depressed or not depressed, whatever happens, you may always and under all circumstances and, oh, talk to me. Whatever the need, you are paying fees in dollars, you want to buy a building, you want to do something, you need healing, you need answers, whatever the need, you will be self-sufficient. Self-sufficient, that is, possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnish in abundance to do every good work and charitable donation, heaven on earth. You enter that realm today in the name of Jesus. I say you enter that realm in the name of Jesus. In your business, enter that realm. In your ministry, enter that realm. In your marriage, enter that realm. Shout amen 3 times. That is Deuteronomy 11:21, that you, in your land, you and your children will be multiplied, increased in every dimension in that land as heaven on earth. So you have the Zoe of God. You have the life of God. What powers God, as it were, you have it, and this is God's word unto you. Very, very, very important. heaven on earth. Because in heaven, there's no lack. In heaven, there's no sickness. In heaven, there's no problem. Whatever problem, there's no problem, there's just solution. In heaven, there's no question, the only answer have answers. So that's why it says, your days, your life, not just your life, your children, generationally, it is characterized by increase in all dimensions. Finances, wealth, healing, deliverance, anointings, graces is characterized by increase in all dimensions in the land that is connected by covenant as the days of heaven on earth. As the days of heaven on earth. Very important you have that understanding. As the days of heaven on earth. Now, let's look at the second dimension of the meaning of heaven on earth. The second dimension of what heaven on earth means. It means, you know, we have to look at it from the Amplified. The Amplified gives us this dimension. Also, the Message gives us this dimension of the meaning of heaven on earth. So we have settled now that the first dimension of meaning of heaven on earth is having your days, your life, your journey, and not just yours, and your children multiplied, increase in every dimension in the land where God is connected to you by covenant as the days of heaven on earth, where there's milk and there's honey. So we've seen that. So the second dimension of the meaning of heaven on earth is talking about the immutability of God's promise. And five Bible of that scripture gives us that dimension. It says, so that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land sown to your fathers to give them, as long as heaven is above the earth. So he's saying your life, your increase in every dimension, your land where you are laboring milk and honey, he says, as long as the sky is above the earth, it is settled. And there will always be the sky above the earth in your lifetime. So it means as long as you are alive, as long as your children are alive, it is a guarantee that you operate in a dimension of ease, speed, and outstanding results. Heaven on earth. So God is saying, I am giving you a guarantee. I'm guaranteeing certain things. Now, because if you don't understand the guarantee of God's word, you cannot stand upon that word. It is because you know the character of God, that's why his word is dependable. So that is saying, you will live a long time, your children with you on the soil that God promised to give unto you, as long as there's a sky over the earth. So he's saying, each time you go out and you see the sky above the earth, that's my guarantee. That simply means your days of failure are over. You didn't hear what I said? Your days of failure are over. Your days of decrease are over. As long as the sky is above the earth, God is saying that is how long my promise will last for you. That's heaven on earth. That's what that phrase means. Heaven on earth. Because if you don't understand heaven on earth, you cannot stand on the word. You cannot stand on God's promises. Numbers 23:19. Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is someone that should repent. Paraphrasing, he says what he means and he means what he says. So if he says you will be multiplied, increase in every dimension, it is guaranteed. If he says your land will flow with milk and honey, it is guaranteed. As long as the sky above the earth, your land will be filled with milk and honey. He says, I guarantee that. I'm giving you a physical guarantee. Just go outside and look up. If you see a sky over the earth, that is my guarantee. This thing will work. That's what he's saying. Numbers 23:19. He says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Has he spoken, shall he not make it good? As long as heaven is above the earth, heaven on earth means God's rock solid guarantee over his word. So he's saying, I'm giving you a rock solid guarantee that you will increase in every dimension. You will increase in the power of God. It's not just natural things, material things. There's material things, money, houses, and all that. He's also talking about spiritual things. So heaven on earth means there's a guarantee from heaven that whatever you need is available in God. Ephesians 1:3. If you have, I don't know if I have this translation, New Century Version. New Century Version says, God is not a human being, and he will not lie. He's not a human, and he does not change his mind. What he says he will do, he does. What he promises, he makes come true. So heaven on earth means guarantee. So what he's saying is, whatever you see in the world is backed by a guarantee. Just go outside. If you see the sky over the earth, that means whatever God has said is guaranteed, heaven on earth. As long as heaven is above the earth, what I said is true. Your days, your life, that of your children shall be characterized with increase in every dimension. Your land is characterized by a covenant that flows with milk and honey. As long as the sky is above the earth, God says, settle. Tell your friend, it's settled. It is settled. Now, if we go to Ephesians 1:3 talks about something very important, because you need to understand the unchangeability of God's word. Theologians will say the immutability of God's word. God's word cannot change. He cannot change. Whatever he says, he has said it. Once he has said it, is the Lord God, he changeth not. So whatever he has promised, it is backed by the guarantee. As long as the skies above the earth is guaranteed. Ephesians 1:3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? He's not going to bless you. He has already blessed you. As long as the sky above the earth, he already blessed. Tell your friend, I'm blessed. Say it again, I'm blessed. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, heavenly places in Christ. Revelation says, you are blessed with all the riches that heaven itself enjoys. You are blessed with all the riches that heaven itself enjoys. So it says, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Why must it be in heavenly places, not on the earth? Because the last time God put it on the earth with Adam, the devil stole it. He put the blessings on the earth with Adam, the devil came and stole it. So God says, I've learned my lesson, I'll put it in heavenly places. All that you need is already reserved for you, heavenly places. You are blessed with all the riches that heaven itself enjoys. 2 Peter 1:3. Look at it from the Amplified. 2 Peter 1, let's start from 2, 3, and 4. Because you need to understand this, that you must know what is available that heaven and earth, or heaven on earth, is guaranteed for. As long as the sky is above the earth, this is the guarantee. What is guaranteed for me? Look at it. 2 Peter 1 from verse 2 to 4. Amplified. May grace, God's favor, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions, moral conflict, be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Fine. Next verse. For his divine power as what? That's a gift. He has bestowed upon us. How many things? What does all things mean? All things. He has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full knowledge of him who has called us by and to his own glory and excellence. Look at where I'm going to verse 4. By means of this, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceeding great promises, so that through them, through the promises, through his word, so that through them you may escape by flight from the moral decay, rottenness, corruption that is in the world, because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and become sharers of what? The nature of God. What is the nature of God? All that makes God God is his nature. All the attributes of God is his divine nature. He says you partake of that nature. That heaven on earth, you partake it through the promises. You must know those promises are real because they are backed up by God. As long as the sky is above the earth, his promises are real. So when I come to pray, I come with the confidence that this word is guaranteed. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. So it means that your days, your life, your journey in life, your journey in business, your journey in your marriage, your journey in your ministry, your days, not just your own, it doesn't end with you. It is passed to other generations, and that of your children may be multiplied, characterized by increase on every dimension: healing, deliverance, prosperity, anointings, graces, characterized by increase in the land that is connected by covenant, a land that flows with milk and honey, no barrenness, no bitterness. It says, as long as the sky is above the earth, that's your portion. That's the way it is. So I've tried to explain to you what heaven on earth is. So when we talk about heaven on earth, we're looking at it from two dimensions. First dimension, that my life, my business life, my marital life, my ministry life, my financial life, not just my own, my children also. So I'm a generational blessing to my generation, to my children, that it is multiplied. I increase in every dimension. I increase in wisdom. I increase in strength. I increase in the anointing. I increase in prosperity. I increase in every dimension. And because I understand my land, where I spend time in, is connected to the covenant. All that God has, I have. This land flows with milk and honey. No more barrenness, no more bitterness. Because as far as the sky is above the earth, this is my portion. That's what heaven on earth means. So that means, heaven on earth means you operate in the realm of God. And you have the Zoe of God. Now, the next question we're going to ask ourselves, how do we access this realm of heaven on earth? Are you ready for that? You're not ready. Are you ready for that? That'll be tomorrow. Lift your hands, everybody. And thank you, because your life is not an ordinary life. There's that song. I don't know whether you know that song. I have Zoe. The life that is in me is the life of God. Let's rise on our feet, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for this, your life. You might not like what you are seeing now. I'm telling you, this convention, you are stepping to another dimension. You might not like the life of your business, how things are going, but you are stepping to a new dimension after this convention. Lift your hands and thank God for your life. It's not an ordinary life from today. No longer an ordinary life. Is a life backed by the guarantee of God. As long as the sky is above the earth, your life will not remain the same again. Your days will be multiplied, characterized by increase in every dimension. Thank God for your life. You might not like what you are seeing yet, but you are beginning to like what you're going to see, because it is backed up by God's guarantee. Go ahead and thank him this morning. Now, if you notice there is any bitterness in your life, or there's any barrenness in your life, say after me, Father. Everybody say after me, Father. In the name of Jesus, I receive your word. In line with your word, I declare my life is characterized with milk and honey. In any way, there's any barrenness in any aspect of my life, no matter how minute, in the name of Jesus, I cancel it. In the name of Jesus, I terminate the oppression of barrenness in my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, help me to pray to go to the root of the barrenness operating in my life, so I can be uprooted and destroyed and replaced with fruitfulness, with productivity. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Talk to him. Address that bitterness or that barrenness. I declare you business. Mention your business by name. You business XYZ Limited in the name of Jesus. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, as long as the sky is above the earth, no more barrenness. No more barrenness of customers. No more barrenness of finances. No more barrenness of capital in the name of Jesus. Even your physical body, you are believing God to have children. I declare, as long as the sky is above the earth, my body, my ovaries, hear the word of the Lord. Ovaries, hear the word of the Lord. No more barrenness. You are fruitful. You are productive in the name of Jesus. Make that declaration. You are backed up by God, by covenant, by covenant. No more barrenness. Fruitfulness is my portion. Productivity is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I step into the realm of productivity. In the name of Jesus, I step into the realm of productivity. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Receive it this morning. I step into the realm of productivity. In the name of Jesus, my business is profitable. My ministry is profitable. My career is profitable. My academics is profitable. I will not be barren of good grades again. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm not barren of sponsorship again. In the name of Jesus. I'm not barren of funding again. In the name of Jesus. I step into the realm of abundance. Step into the realm of more than enough. In the name of Jesus. No more barrenness. No more barrenness. Come against every bitterness. What is making you unhappy will come against in the name of Jesus. Your land must flow with honey. It is backed up by covenant. The land that God has sought to give unto you. I declare over my business, sweetness, joy, pleasure. Over my the work of my hand. My land flows with milk and honey. Productivity is my portion. Productivity is my testimony. Oh, joy. I do my work with joy. I enjoy my work. I enjoy my marriage. I enjoy my ministry. I enjoy my business. I enjoy my academics. Because my land flows with milk and honey. In the name of Jesus. Begin to command increase. I declare increase over my career. Increase in every dimension. Increase in every dimension. I declare increase. Increase in every dimension. Your days shall be multiplied, characterized by increase on every dimension. Increase in every dimension. I increase in wisdom. I increase in favor before God and before men. I increase in power. I increase in the anointing. I increase in influence. I increase in affluence. Begin to decree increase over your life. Heaven on earth, the Bible says your days shall be multiplied, characterized by increase in every dimension. I increase in the wisdom of God. I increase in the ability of God. I increase in the anointing of God. I increase in answers. I'm the answer to questions, solution to need. I increase in my customer base. I increase in my clientele base. I increase in promotion. I increase in my academics. I declare increase over my life. Heaven on earth is my testimony. I am backed by heaven on earth. I'm backed by the word of God. I'm backed by the covenant of God. Increase on every side. We speak increase to our churches, increase to our finances, increase in our mighty life, increase in the love. My love for my wife grows more and more as the day goes by. Increase in the number of children in your school, increase in your customer base, increase in church membership, increase in every dimension, increase my ability to solve problems, increase my ability to get answers to questions. It is my portion this morning. In the name of Jesus, my days are multiplied. My days are enlarged. Enlarged wisdom, enlarged influence is my portion in the name of Jesus. My days are enlarged. My days, I excel in my days. I excel in my days. The longer I live, the brighter I shine. The longer I live, the brighter I shine. My days are multiplied. The days of my children are multiplied. In the name of Jesus, I'm a generational blesser. My blessing transcends me to my generations. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my land is blessed. My land is blessed. My land flows with milk and honey. My land flows with milk and honey. In the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus. As long as the sky is above the earth, the word of God is my reality. The word of God is my reality. I have all sufficiency of all things that amount to every good work. I have all grace, every every favor and every blessing come to me in abundance. I call for blessings. I call for favor. Come to me in abundance. Come to me in abundance. Come to me in abundance. Every grace and every favor come to me in abundance. I have all sufficiency. Oh, in all circumstances, whatever they need, I'm self-sufficient. Whatever they need, I'm self-sufficient. In the name of Jesus, whatever the circumstances, I'm self-sufficient, requiring no aid or support. Furnished in abundance for every good work. This good work I've started, I will complete by the hand of the Lord. This good work in my business, this good work in my marriage, this good work in my ministry, I declare in the name of Jesus, I'm furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. In charitable donation, giving to the church, building churches, paying pastor's salary. Oh, I have all sufficiency to do charitable things, to do things for the kingdom. I'm empowered because heaven is backing me up. As long as the skies above the earth, I declare I'm empowered. I have all sufficiency of all things in the name of Jesus. I do great things. I do great things in the name of Jesus. My days of multiplication are here. My days of increase are here. My days of productivity are here. My days of expansion are here. My days of excelling is here. No more failure. No more failure. No more bitterness. No more barrenness. No more frustrations. No more disappointment. I have the life of God. I have the Zoe of God. I'm powered by the life of God. I'm powered by the God kind of life. I'm a partaker of the divine nature. I'm a share of divine nature. I operate in the divine nature. The nature of God is my portion because I lay hold on his promises. I lay hold on his word that is backed up by heaven on earth. I lay hold on the scripture that says I'm head and not the tail, above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus, I enter the realm of multiplication, increase, enlargement, excelling in every dimension. No more decrease, no more bitterness, no more barrenness. In the name of Jesus. Heaven on earth, my life is pleasurable. My life pleases God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I have life and I have it in abundance. I have it in abundance by the hand of God, backed by the power of God. Are you talking to God this morning? Your word is my reality. Your word is my reality. Whatsoever I lay my hands to do, prospers. Whatever I lay my hands to do, prospers. I am surrounded with favor like a shield. Everywhere my name is mentioned, favor answers for me. This word is backed up by the sky over the earth. So I know in the name of Jesus, oh, I'm not ashamed. I shall not be put to shame. I know in the name of Jesus, all my need are supplied according to God's riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I am backed up by the promise of God. Heaven on earth means the sky above the earth means I can never fail. We are not of them that fail. I do great things. I excel. I live the life of God. God cannot be limited, so I'm not limited. God cannot be stopped, so I'm stoppable. God cannot be hindered, so I cannot be hindered. There's no question God cannot answer. So I have answers. I have answers. I have solutions in the name of Jesus. Heaven on earth is my portion now. I have the life of God. So I'll pray heaven on earth from today. In the name of Jesus, my land, my business, my career, my academics, my marriage operates as heaven on earth, pleasant, pleasurable, paradise on earth. In the name of Jesus, increase on every side because I am backed up by God himself. Prophesy over your life this morning. I'm not of them that fail. I'm not of them that fail. I'm not of them that fall. The righteous may fall 7 times, but I keep getting up. I keep getting up. I refuse to stay down. I get up. Go and possess the land. He has given you the land. Go and possess the land. Go and buy that property. Go and start that business. Go and start that diversification of your business. Go back to school. Go and possess the land. God is backing you up. Go back to school. Go and do your HND. Go and do your master's. Go and do your PhD. Do your jump again. You are backed up by heaven on earth. The sky above the earth is your guarantee that yes, God is not a man that he should lie.
unstoppable. Heaven is backing me up. I refuse to be stopped. I refuse to walk by sight. I walk by the word of God that is guaranteed. I entered my promised land today. I enter my promised land today. I enter a new dimension today. Enter the realm of prophetic fulfillment today. I enter into abundance today. Enter into more than enough today. I step over. I cross over. By this convention, I stop. I cross over. I cross over to a higher dimension. Yes. Yes. This life will glorify God. Men will see my good works and give glory to God. I leave this convention a changed man. I leave this convention, understand that heaven is backing me up. I leave this convention and know that my good works, men shall praise God because of my good works. This life will glorify God. Woo! Professor, over your life. This life is going to glorify God. This life, you enter a new dimension. You enter the realm of abundance, multiplied increase, all sufficiency of all things, abound to every good work, all grace abound towards me. Every favor and earthly blessing comes to me in abundance, so that always, under all circumstances, I am self-sufficient, requiring no aid or support, furnishing abundance to every good work, and charitable donation. Alone, I'm backed by heaven. I'm backed by heaven. I'm guaranteed by heaven. As long as the sky is above the earth, I know I cannot fail. I know the word of God is my reality. As long as there's a sky over the earth, no devil can stop us. Devil, hear the word of the Lord. We are backed up by heaven. We know our eyes are open this morning. Devil, hear the word of the Lord. Thus far, no further. Thus far, no further. Thus far, no further. I refuse to be stopped. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to give up because I know I'm backed by heaven. Heaven on earth, the sky above the earth. I know, as long as I see the sky upon the earth, I know I'm not of them that can fail. I refuse to stay down. I'm going higher. Greater things, greater works. That your days, that your life may be multiplied, and your children in the land that God sworn to you as the days of heaven on earth. Give him praise.